Amar shambho, I'm sorry, Krishna, Jai Krishna, দয়ার সহিত
Thank you.
Krishna, Krishna, তাই বলছেন একাদশী তিথি ভক্তি জননী। অনেকে হয়তো প্রশ্ন করবেন আমরা যে একাদশী তিথি পালন করবো করলে কি হবে, ভক্তি ভাবনা আসতে গেলে ভগবানের ভজন করতে গেলে কি করতে হবে, শুদ্ধ ভক্ত চরণ রেণু, ভজনের অনুকূল বিষয় কি আর শুদ্ধ ভক্তির চরণ রেণু অবশ্যই আমাদের গ্রহণ করতে হবে। আর একাদশী তিথি ভক্তি ভক্তি জননী, তাই ভক্তি জননী তিথি, ভক্তির জননীকে অতি যত্নে আমাদের পালন করতে হবে, তবেই হৃদয়ে শ্রী কৃষ্ণের বসতি স্থান আমরা বানাতে পারবো। তাই কি বলছেন, ভক্তি জননী যত পালন করি, ভক্তি জননী যত পালন করি,
আনন্দে হৃদয় না Oh, Thank you. Sita Prabhu, you can hear? Sita Prabhu, very well.
नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्याय गौरवे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय गुरु पद्म ओम विष्णु पाद सुख कृष्ण श्री चरण कमलों में कोटि कोटि बार सबका पुष्पांजलि अर्पित करता हूँ। तत्पश्चात अपने शिक्षा गुरु श्रीमद् भक्ति नेतान आनंद गोस्वामी महाराज और श्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज चरणेव हमें कोटि कोटि बात पुष्पांजलि ज्ञापन श्रीमद महाप्रभु सिंहदेवर शिकाय हमारे प्रतिदिन परिक्रमा स्वस्थ भावे से संपादित हो स्वस्थ भाव से संपादित हो आज के हमारा प्रौढ़ माया कला योग माया कला जगन्नाथ दास बाबा महाराज के समाधि हम तारे रुद्र दी शेषकालीन विजया भार जिसमे चैतन्य महापुरुष भावा वे थे माघ माते पश्चिम कालीन गंगा से छाप दिए कटवा दिए सेखने संन्यास विजया ठाकुर हमारा सेखान रुद्रदी शंकरपुर सेखने एकादश रुद्रे स्थान और सेखने में शंकराचार्य छे महापुरुषा ने स्वप्न भेज दिले আমার অত্যন্ত প্রিয় ধাম নবদ্বীপ ধাম এখানে তুমি মায়াবাদ প্রচার করো মায়াবাদ কি সোহম ব্রহ্ম সপ্তম অতি সর্বম খলু ইদম ব্রহ্ম জ্ঞানম ব্রহ্ম আমি ব্রহ্ম যা কিছু জগতে যেটি সব ব্রহ্ম
absolute number. Exact essence of Brahma. Or Sattamasi, complete from Brahma. Arpalanki, Brahma Satyam, Jagannamitya, Jivo Brahma Yamaha. Brahma Yamaha Satyam, Abad Jagat Bhutha. So we will learn this Sarvam, Kalkitam Brahma. Abad Ekaya Volting, yes, Ek Jagat Mitya, Bhutha Bhutha. Or Jiva Brahma Napa. Jiva Sese Brahma. Sri Bhagavan Ara Vishete. Panhat Jive Janna. Sanche Gopan Sattva Janna. Lap Sanche Sattva Vishete. Satan Kini Khandhya. Jai Sanche Amra Vishete. विशेष करे विद्या भार विद्या भाग में नहीं मृत गया था मात्र वो संन्यास दी ने नवर से भी करे थे वाला से काटे थे टूटे नहीं थे शिखरे काटे थे लाभ नहीं देते थे माँ के बोलने के बाद उसको लॉकडाउन किया बात नहीं अब तक है पेश आनंद है पेश है शेरी ने विष्णु प्रिया देवी गंगा स्नान के लिए थे और रास्ता के कुछ से फाइटी के रॉक खुले हमारा स्नान करवा समय स्नान के देकर गंगा से सुखाई पड़ेगा खेती विदाई की नक्की आज के की कड़ी को तुम घटना हो गया नहीं जानी है आज के कुछ और मंगल सूचित हो मरे के काम से लगे प्रतिमा जिज्ञासा पर मिले प्रतिमा प्रतिमा सुने संतना दी संध्या परे महाप्रभु आज के खूब श्रृंगार करे थे आज विष्णु प्रिया देवी खड़े से किए थे नीचे हाथे काट के श्रृंगार कर रहे अभी आसन करे बोल आज के आय को दी बोलने ना किसी का कृष्ण भाव की भाव आज के दिन विष्णु प्रिया तुझे आज के ऑटो केवल केवल आ गए आज के तंबूल दीक्षा किए थे सब कुछ करे थे तखन माता कहा कृष्ण मेरे आज के की फल थी परे महाप्रभु माया एवं करने दीक्षा ना काटे वो हजार चेता करे वो घूमने पड़े महाप्रभु कहा कि देखे निष्ठुर है परिस्थिति के लिए रास्ता से सती माँ तीन काट है पुतली मतुन गाड़ी आज है तुम्हें भौतिक के जीव ना इसको बोलते था महाप्रभु कहा कि प्रदक्षिणा करे प्रणाम करे नहीं है भौतिक के लिए माघ मास है कप कपी सी जोर ठंडा और अर्धरात्र में श्री गंगा के घाट दिले अब तटवा गिले काकू चुकू के मुंडन करे जिसको घाट दिले करते थे इखाने के एक विशेष कथा है विष्णु प्रिया यदि पर्वती काले से महाप्रभु श्री मूर्ति स्थापन करे আর তোমার প্রতিদিন পূজা করছে কেন? যখন শ্রী রামচন্দ্র সেই কাজগুলিকে মামজাতিতে আসেন প্রতি বাড়বেন, সীতা দেবী আর তিনি ছিলেন লক্ষ্য। একদিন মন্দ মন্দ মুস্কান করছেন, তখন সীতা দেবী বললেন যে আপনি ভাবছেন কেন? দেখো আমি কলিযুগে যে আসবো, আমি হব গৌরাঙ্গ, তুমি হবে বিষ্ণুপ্রিয়া, আর তোমাকে ছেড়ে আমি সন্ন্যাস গ্রহণ করে চলে যাও, আর মা তোমাকে কোলে নিয়ে কাঁদবে, তুমি ওখানে কেন এরকম কেন কি? তখন বললেন সেটা এরকম দুটি পাল দুটি দিক, এক মিলন আর দুটি বিক্রম। মিলন মানে এক শুক্রার সঙ্গে মিলিত হওয়া। রাধা আর কৃষ্ণ যখন বৃন্দাবনে এসেছিলেন নিজেকে, তখন রাজ ইত্যাদিকে আর অন্য সবাইকে মিলিত হতেন, এই হচ্ছে মিলন। আর যখন কৃষ্ণ ছেড়ে দিয়ে চলে গেলেন মথুরা দ্বারকা, তখন তারা হাহুঙ্কার করে দিয়ে মনে পাঠ পুষ্টি হয় না। এই জন্য আমি ক্রেতা যুগেতে তোমাকে কিছু করে জন্য ছেড়ে দিব, তুমি বাল্মীকি আশ্রমে যে যাবে আর সেখানে তোমার লৌকুষ্টি পুত্র হবে। যেদিকে রামচন্দ্র যদিও সীতাকে পাঠিয়েছেন, রামচন্দ্র পাঠান নাই রাজা রামচন্দ্র প্রজাগণের ইচ্ছা পূর্তি করেন, আর রামচন্দ্র নিজে সীতা দেবী শ্রীমূর্তি হৃদয় রেখে রাজভবনে যে তাহার ভবনের যাতায়াত শিখিয়ে আমি একটি তুমি করতে পারো না, তুমি অধিকারী নও, কেন তোমার পত্নী তো নাই, সীতা দেবীকে দেখে নাও তার সঙ্গে বসে যোগ্য কর, তুমি এটা পাওয়া সম্ভব, তথাপি আমি যোগ্য করতে আর কোন উপায় বলুন। তখন বলেন যে তুমি সীতা ছেড়ে দিয়া তাহলে অন্য যে কোনো কোন উপায় বল। তখন বলে আচ্ছা সীতার মূর্তি কর, আর তাহাকে ব্যায়াম রেখে তার সঙ্গে অসুবিধা করতো সীতার মূর্তি হলো, আর রামচন্দ্র তাহারি পূজা করতেন, রাম প্রতিষ্ঠা হয়ে গেলে তাকে সঙ্গে নিয়ে আর সঙ্গে বিসর্জ করেন। যদি পায়ে তুলামতির সময় তিনি বুঝতে পারলেন লকুশ আমার পুত্র, বাল্মীকিকে ডাকলেন, বাল্মীকি তুমি যাও, তুমি তোমার কাছে আমার সীতা ঠাকুর আমি আছি, তাকে তুমি নিয়ে। তখন সীতা ঠাকুর এদিকে দুটি বালক লকুশ রামায়ণ গাছ
এই সবগুলি সম্পূর্ণ রহস্য আপনারা বুঝলেন। আর যদি বিক্রম অভাব আছে যেন কৃষ্ণের জন্য গান্ধী মহাপ্রভু দেখিয়েছিলেন কোথা যাবে কোথা পাবে প্রচন্ড গুরুদেবের জন্য সব কাজ থাকবে এইখান থেকে আরম্ভ হবে। গুরুদেবের সে গ্রন্থের পূর্ণ নিষ্ঠা নাই শিক্ষা গুরুকে নিষ্ঠা নাই
by the causeless mercy of Sri Guru Gauranga, we completed our second day of our Sri Navadvip Dham Parikrama. Today, first we went to Yogamaya Sala, or Puramasala, the place of Yogamaya. Then we visited the Samadhi of Sri Jagannatha Prabhuji Maharaj. We visited Rudra and there we went to Nidai Gai, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in a cold month, when the water was very cold, he plunged in, chanting Ha Radhe, Ha Krishna, went to Katwa and took some now. There, instantly, we visit Shankarpur. There, 11 rudras are situated in the Gorbhatan. Shankaracharya, the incarnation of Mahadev, also visited there. And Mahadev appeared in his dream and ordered him to preach Mayavada philosophy. Mayavada Mastastastram Vasham Bodhaya Chiti, which is covered Buddhism based on false scriptures. The Mayavadi chant, Soham, Soham Brahma, I am also that Brahma. They chant for Jam Brahma, pure consciousness is Brahma. They Sapamasi, you are also that same Brahma. They believe that I, myself and everything that I see in this world is also Brahma, Brahma. They chant, Sakramasi, you are also that same Brahma. There is no difference between two of you. But then on the other hand, they say, Brahma Satyam, Jagat Nitya, Jiva Brahma Viva Naidma. On one hand they say that everything in this world is Brahma. But on the next hand, they say that only Brahma is true and this world is false. Therefore, they completely contradict each other. But anyhow, so it may be, Mahaprabhu was trying to try to preach this Mayavada philosophy. There also is Nirdaya Gaya. Doya means mercy. Today, Mahaprabhu shows no mercy on the residents of Navadvip by leaving them and taking sannyas. On the last night, Kalanatha Shiva brought one loki, one vegetable, and with milk, Mother Sachi made loki kheer, sweet rice made of loki. He happily took that last meal. Then he left and took sannyas. On the day before Mahaprabhu sannyas, then Vishnu Priya, as she was walking towards the Ganga, she stubbed her toe, it began bleeding, and she lost her toe ring. As she was taking bath, she lost her nose piece. At the time of marriage, a young girl gets her nose ring.
Therefore, losing these two ornaments, which are symptoms of marriage, was most inauspicious. Therefore, Vishnu Priya Devi asked Sakimana, what's the meaning of this? Can she pacify her anyhow? That last night of Mahaprabhu's residence in Mayapur, that she got a Hari Prabhu Vishnu Priya with so much affection. Even with his own hand, he decorated her. Before this, Mahaprabhu had Gaudahari had never spoken to Vishnu Priya because he was always absorbed in the mood of separation from Krishna. And now, for the first time, he was giving her outward affection. Vishnu Priya kept on thinking, why? She tried many ways to stay awake, but she could not. And Mahaprabhu left her. But as he left, standing outside with Mother Sachi, who could not speak, therefore, Gauranga Mahaprabhu took her good luck and left and took sannyas. When in Mahabharata, the very cold month of the winter, the water of the Ganga was very cold and full of waves. But chanting Hare Krishna, he jumped in the Ganga and swam to Katwa, where he took sannyas from Kesha Bharati, shaving his head. When Mahaprabhu left, then Vishnu Priya, she made one Murti of Gauranga, and she was worshipping them. Why? This is a very special tattva, a very deep reason. Previously in Dwapara Yuga, in Kali Yuga, when Lord Ramchandra came to this same Navadvipa, he came to Mount Gachi, and seeing that place, he began to smile sweetly and mysteriously. That time, Sikadevi asked, Guru, why are you smiling? What's the reason? Then Ramachandraji said, I will come in the next Kali Yuga in the form of Gauranga. And O Sridev, you will come as my wife, Vishnu Priya. In that Kali Yuga, I will take sannyas and I will go to the forest. And you will stay here and weeping and worship me in separation. There are two branches, two banks of Krishna's Leela. One is Milan, or meeting. The other one is Viraha, separation. Just like Radha and Krishna enjoyed our pastimes of meeting in the Ras Leela, etc. But when Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura and Dwarka, then the Vrijvasis tasted the Ras Leela, mellow of separation. Without the mood of separation, there is no nourishment or happiness in the meeting of Radha and Krishna. Therefore, Lord Ram said to Sita, I will go to the forest, or you will go to the forest, and there you will stay in the forest and be asked, you will stay in the ashram of Rami Kirishi. Therefore, when Sita went to the forest, how would Radharam, Lord Ram, pass his time? Sleeping on one mat, only hardly eating anything. He was lacking the austerities of Sita, because his mind was not happy without the presence of Sita. Therefore he asked Valmiki, he should perform some Ashwadari Yajna. Then Valmiki Maharaj said, it's impossible, because to perform the Yajna you need your wife. Then Lord Ram said, what can I do, Gurudev? Please give me some method. He said, you can marry again. Ram said, without Sita I cannot marry any other. Oh Gurudev, please devise some method. Therefore, it was devised that a golden murti, a golden form of Sita, was there, made, and Ram himself gave Pran Pratishtha. Because Sita Devi was always situated in his heart, therefore, he installed a murti of Sita. Afterwards, the two sons of Lord Ram, Lav and Kush, Ramchandra did not know that they were his sons. They came to Ayodhya, and there they began chanting the Ramayana, which they had heard from Valmiki. Such a mood, such devotion they had in their chanting of Ramayana that all were enchanted. Lav and Kush, they never even knew that Ram was their father, or that Sita had mentioned the Ramayana with their mother, or that their mother was named Vasudevi. They did not know her name was Sita even. Therefore, as they were chanting the Ramayana, all were absorbed in ecstasy. that time, that proper time, Valmiki, who is the son of the protectors, who had never told a lie, he said, I know everything, past, present, future. My whole life, I have never told a lie. I declare boldly, these two sons, Ramakrush, sons of Ram and Sita, and that Sita is the wife of Ram. Then, hearing this, Ram asked Sita to be called from the forest. Ram then declared, I need some proof that Sita has not been chased, because she spent 11 months in the house of another man, Ravana. Actually, Ram himself had no doubt that some of the residents of Ayodhya had some doubt. Therefore, in order to purify them, Ram spoke like this. That's why Sita came and declared, oh, Prithivi Devi, because Sita came from Mother Earth, therefore, she is like Mother. And three times she asked, oh, Prithivi Devi, please give proof that I have never thought of Ram by any other man except Ram, by body, mind, or word. Three times she declared, then Prithivi came, opened up, and one golden throne came, and Sita was called under that golden Sinhasana. Again, she sunk into the earth and disappeared. That time, Ramchandra became very angry, taking his bow and arrow. He said, you may be my mother-in-law, but if you don't return my wife, then I'll finish you. Then Valmiki said, hold on, be peaceful. This is your Lila. And Sita is now there waiting for you in the Vaikuntha, that she is waiting for you, so we'll finish your past test and return to her. Therefore, the topic of Mahaprabhu's sannyas is very deep. In the pastime of Lord Ram, Sita went to the forest and took Vanaprastha, and Ram, in separation, stayed at home. But in the pastime of Gauranga, those roles were reversed, and Gauranga Mata took sannyas and went to the forest, and Vishnu Priya, who was that same Sita, she remained in Mayapur, living in separation from Mahaprabhu. How much she felt love, how much she is the embodiment of prayer for Gauranga Mahaprabhu. How she would maintain her life? She would take one grain of rice and wash it with her tears. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari. And she would put it in another pot, then the next grain of rice. Until the afternoon had passed, then she would cook. Not as such, she would offer the bowl to the murti of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Then Vishnu Priya would take the remnants after Mother Sati had eaten them. This is called Vipranamba, or the mood of separation. Therefore, Mahaprabhu himself, in the mood of Radharani, tasted this mood of separation from Krishna, as experienced by Radharani and the Brijvasis when Krishna went to Dwarka, to Mathura. Kaha jao, kaha pao, Brijananandan, Mahaprabhu used to be. Where will I go to find and get my Brijananandan, which is Krishna? Therefore, first we should feel a drop of this mood towards Gurudev or Shishi Guru. If we cannot even feel this towards Guru, then how are we feeling of this towards Bhagavan? Therefore, without the mood of separation, we can understand that that person has not begun yet. Therefore, in conclusion, no separation means no bhajan.